True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast, our YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. What a day yesterday. What a day. Phillies win again, 6 in a row. They blow the Rockies out in Colorado. Offense really percolating now. Bryce red hot. Turner home run last night. JT home run. Solid pitching from Taijuan Walker in Colorado, who actually is the second best ERA of any active starting pitcher in Coors Field, which was wild to hear that stat on the broadcast last night. But a good night, obviously, for the Phillies. Great day for the Philadelphia Eagles as the tush push ban is not voted in. Only 22 votes. They needed 24. So I want to dive in today. Winners and losers from the NFL's vote to try to take away the tush push ban. Obviously did not pass, but only 22 of the 24 votes needed. Winners and losers from the official verdict on the NFL's tush push ban push. All right, let's start with a winner, the biggest winner, the Philadelphia Eagles as a franchise, What a job by Jeff Lurie to go up there yesterday, to go to Minneapolis, an impassioned plea from all the reports, from over a half hour of speaking, long talking, as Hugh Douglas would say, but got the point across and made compelling arguments in that room to sway enough people or to get enough people that maybe are on the fence to say, you know, we can't vote this. I can't in good conscience get this play out of the NFL because I don't like it. It wasn't fair. The whole thing from the start didn't have enough logic to it. It was an aesthetic thing. It was a feeling thing. It wasn't a data thing. And when the NFL and Dr. Sills a month and a half ago tried to use the data thing, it didn't hold up. It just never did. Now, if you want to make the case that it looks like it's a play or at some point with more samples, someone will get hurt, okay. I mean, I'm not going to argue that because it's football. And you add 200 or 300 more, any play in football, someone's probably going to get hurt. But to use it now is disingenuous. And I could also make the point that any NFL play is eventually going to lead to injury. So why do we play the sport, right? If we are worried about injury on any particular play, don't play the sport. Just cut it out. Make it flag football, right? I mean, and even that, you'll tear ACLs and pop Achilles and all that. But the idea is if injury data was what was guiding this, that wasn't enough and it wasn't principled enough. Jeff Lurie made that case. Fought for his franchise. Great job by the Eagles calling around, trying to lobby votes back that Goodell was trying to get on his side. It's a major, major win for the Philadelphia Eagles. The first loser and the biggest loser in all this is Roger Goodell. I said it yesterday in the midday show. He looks like a smacked ass right now. You know, he tried to get this out of the game. You know, from all the reports, he doesn't like this play. From one report, he thinks it's an ugly football play. He doesn't like it. I I know what this is. Roger Goodell's selling a television show. He is selling the ultimate reality show that we're all addicted to. I'm totally addicted to the NFL. I'll watch any game they put on television. I'm in the grocery store Sunday morning, Eagles bye week, 9:30 in the morning, doing grocery shopping in Wegmans, and I've got, you know, the Falcons and the Panthers from Germany on my phone. I mean, I'm addicted to the NFL just like you are. I go home and I watch I'm in the past, DirecTV. I'm watching YouTube, NFL Sunday Ticket for 8 hours. I mean, this is who I am. When I'm not doing an Eagles pregame show, not watching the birds, I am locked in the NFL on every screen I have, on every game, Monday, Thursday, Tuesday, Christmas, Friday, Thanksgiving, Black Friday, all of it. That's me. So I get it. I understand what Goodell's trying to do. He's trying to sell a television show to every network and every check he could get. But he went too far in this one. His to me, a commissioner is supposed to be the steward of the game, not to have their own personal agenda in the game. And this felt like that. He went too far. I don't believe this is really hurting the television product. In fact, I think controversy creates cash. The NFL has shown that for years and years, as is every sport, as is pro wrestling. Controversy creates cash. And the Eagles are the best team in the sport right now. And they're the best story in the sport. And now their play gets you to watch it. Even if it isn't aesthetically pleasing, quote unquote, you're watching. Are they going to run it again? Are they going to do it again? Can anyone stop it? It builds and it becomes more of a story. And look, if Goodell just kind of presented this and brought it to the team, said, hey, you really want this? I don't know if it's great for television, and let them make their own decision, that's fine. But that's not reportedly how this went. He wanted it out. They shelved and tabled this discussion for a month and a half because he wanted to get votes, which he did. You know, the reporting around the owners' meetings in March was this was going to be a 50-50 vote. Obviously, that's not close to the 75% needed to overturn the vote. And, you know, that wouldn't have done it. So they pushed this back to yesterday, and it ends up being 22-10, very close to the 24 votes needed. So he almost won, but he didn't. And then Mike Florio comes out with a theory that makes a lot of sense to me, that he basically used the Packers and asked them to be the team at his behest to put this proposal out, because the Green Bay Packers don't have a principal owner. They don't have a Jeff Lurie. They don't have a Jerry Jones. They don't have a Robert Kraft. They're more of a group-based and a public-based team out there in Green Bay. So there could be no owner enemy. And he's using them. Maybe, you know, I scratch my back, you scratch mine. You know, I'll scratch yours, you scratch mine. I just gave you the draft. I mean, it's really just slimy, dirty stuff. And he looks like smacked ass. I mean, that's it. Bottom line, he's a loser in this without question. Another winner, Jalen Hurts' Hall of Fame candidacy. And you think I'm being facetious here. Jalen Hurts, I wrote about this in my newsletter, talked about it on the podcast around the time of the Super Bowl. He's on a Hall of Fame track now. And now we'll see where the rest of his career goes. He's on a very similar one that Russell Wilson was on about a decade ago. And it'll be interesting to see where the votes go for Russell when his career's over, because he's fallen off and not adding in to what he started at the beginning of his career. But it was a Hall of Fame track, and he still very well could get in the Hall of Fame one day. We'll see. A lot of great quarterbacks in the last 25 years. But Jalen Hurts, I think 60% of his career rushing touchdowns, and it's a good number of career rushing touchdowns now, have come via the tush push. So it's another year where they could do this. It's another year where he could rack up 10 to 12 touchdowns. And, you know, I remember saying this in 2022, Jalen Hurts is going to go down as the most impactful rushing quarterback in history. Not the best, because Lamar Jackson's a better runner and J.D. Daniels might be a better runner now. He wasn't in the league yet. Michael Vick was a more explosive runner, but and Josh Allen obviously is a great runner and similar in terms of touchdowns. But I think there's a real chance Jalen Hurts ends his career with more rushing touchdowns than any quarterback in the history of pro football. And a lot of this is because of the tush push. Now, could he get in other ways if they didn't have this? Sure he could. But this is how he scores his touchdowns primarily. And this will stay in for another year. So we're going to look up in a couple years and say, oh my goodness gracious, Jalen Hurts has 80 rushing touchdowns in his career. And we're going to look at a list of great Hall of Fame running backs that didn't have that many running backs. And he's a quarterback and obviously throws for touchdowns as well. So Jalen Hurts is Hall of Fame candidacy, a winner in all of this. Another winner, another loser, as I dealt Roger Goodell a loser. Another loser is the Eagles' opponents this season. They got to deal with this. You know, I don't think it is a coincidence when you look at who voted on the Eagles side, who didn't. Most of the teams that voted against the tush push, they wanted it out, are Eagles opponents this coming season. I guess they just so happen to be very concerned with health and safety. Most of the teams that voted on the Eagles side, aside from, I believe, the Detroit Lions, are not Eagles opponents this season. They don't play the Patriots this year. They don't play the Jets this year. They don't play the AFC East. The Jets and Patriots voted their way. So I think that's an interesting angle on this, that the opponents clearly didn't want to face this. They want it out of the game. They don't want to have to deal with this four, five, six times in a game this coming fall. And now they lost because this helps the Eagles. Now, is it a massive play? No, and I heard Ben Johnson yesterday, the new Bears coach, talk about how, you know, he doesn't get all up in arms with this play either way, because for him, it's not an explosive play. He's concerned with explosives. And I understand Ben Johnson's perspective. I consider the tush push a bunt. It's football's bunt. And a bunt can be very effective. And obviously, the Eagles are very effective in using the bunt. Not every team's going to use the bunt. And ultimately, if you let yourself get beat and lose games because of a bunt, shame on you. It's not a home run. Home runs are explosives in baseball. And I understand where Ben Johnson's coming from. At the same time, you got to stop the bunt now. So Eagles opponents are big-time losers. Another winner, Nick Sirianni. You know, he doesn't have many things that are his. You know, the Eagles are a front office-driven operation. They are a roster-driven operation. This is not Nick Sirianni's offense. In fact, it's turned over many times, and he's given it up many times to different coordinators. It's not his defense. That's Vic Fangio. Before that, it was Jonathan Gannon. Before, you know, and obviously Sean Desai and Matt Patricia in between. He's a CEO coach who doesn't really have a true expertise in any one area, except he was a wide receiver in college, and that was his background wide receiver coach. He didn't create the West Coast offense. He doesn't make quarterbacks particularly better like Kyle Shanahan. He doesn't have anything. But his legacy, in part, could be his record, which is one of the great winning percentages right now of all time. You know, winning, which he's done in a very, very high clip in terms of the postseason, which he has a Super Bowl appearance and a Super Bowl victory. So two appearances and a victory so far. But this is his thing. I mean, if you go back to 2019 with the Colts, Jacoby Brissett, they did a little tush push. And then he brought it to the Eagles. I mean, Nick Sirianni, and I know Jeff Stoutland's probably the teacher of the technique as they've perfected this, but Sirianni is the guy who really thought, hey, we could do this from a schematic, from a rule book perspective. It's his thing. And for a coach that is pretty effective and a winner, most of those guys have a thing, their offense, their mind, their passing game, this is Sirianni's thing. And he gets to be a winner because he gets to keep his thing. All right, let's go to another loser after the tush push vote came down. Defensive coordinators, as they got to spend time this summer trying to prepare for this thing. And I do wonder how much time now that it's emboldened in the Eagles, they're going to run this and run it at least for one more season. I do wonder how much time defensive coordinators are going to spend during a week of practice, you know, goal line, fourth down, situational stuff, that portion of practice, how much they're going to use to just work on this, and how much that take away from something else. Can you work on this? Is this a play you could actually do in practice? Can you ask your practice squad offensive line to replicate this? You know, when the Eagles do it, and we've heard they practice it a lot, they don't typically always do it with contact, right? They're not always going full to practice this play, but they're practicing more of the technique and more of the mindset to get low. Can you ask your defense to defend this in practice to get ready? Or is this just a game day thing? I don't know. But it's not easy for defensive coordinators that have to do it. All right, a couple more winners for you. Jason Kelce's a winner. Boom. What a job to go there on behest of the Eagles. And the line that struck me yesterday, he said if he could come back and only run tush push just 60 times a game, he would come back at a retirement. So really making the point, it's not taxing on the body. It's not like the other plays. It's not head hits. I think he helped seal the deal. I'm sure some owners didn't love the fact that Kelce was in that room, but he helped seal the deal. He is a winner. Let me give you one more loser and then one more winner to wrap us up. Another loser, the 22 teams that voted against the Eagles. They're all official enemies right now of the city. Enemies. including Jonathan Gannon, who I've respected as a coach, but he's an enemy right now. I mean, Shane Steichen, who I respect as a coach, but he's an enemy. These teams are, they're enemies of the Philadelphia Eagles. McDermott, an enemy. McVay, an enemy. These are enemies of the Philadelphia Eagles and the city of Philadelphia. And then we end with the final winner. And that is true football, guys. Because if you're a football guy, you didn't want to see this play out of the NFL. Not that it has to be your favorite play, but there's a principle to this. It's about smarts, physicality, aggression, toughness. That's football. And my traits trying to stop your traits. My physicality, strength, practice habits, smarts against yours. My strategy, what I'm going to do against the strength or weakness of your team. That's what makes football so great. That's why we watch every Sunday. And when someone comes up with something, whether it be a great scheme, a great design, a great player, whatever, it's the chess matches. Can the other team stop it?
And only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's what makes football fun. Just banning things because they're successful, that's not the spirit of football. And really the key to stopping the tush push is not to not allow the Eagles to get to tush push range. They don't tush push from 4 yards away. They don't tush push on 3rd and 7. They tush push on inches, feet, a yard. So if you keep them out of that, you have a real chance to get them off the field, as we saw, you know, a decent amount of times earlier this season where they weren't a great offense then. So there is ways to stop it. It's just not the, oh, we got to stop it on this particular play. You got to stop it earlier. True football guys get that. Credit to Dan Campbell. Credit to Mike Vrabel. Credit to John Harbaugh. Credit to Aaron Glenn. These are football guys who get it. True winners, everyone that voted on the side of the Philadelphia Eagles. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.